well, well, back for more, are we? Here's a generous portion of dark radio drama prepared especially for you. It's part two of our four-part story, Sing the Old Alma Mater. It was recorded live at the Bickford Theatre on Sunday, October 1st, 2017. This episode was brought to you by Fifth and Maiden, crafted by hand and designed to empower. Check out the official jeweler of Fireside Mystery Theatre at fifthandmaiden.com and on Instagram with the handle @fifthandmaiden. Mention you're a Fireside listener and that you'd like your order with a bit of shimmer and receive 15% off plus free tax and shipping in the 48 states.
Ellie Silva in Unread Poet Society.
There goes the greatest teacher we shall ever know.
Farewell, farewell.
We'll never forget you, Miss Silva.
Believers do not carry their faith. Faith is their wings. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary.
Who said that?
Was that Walt Whitman? Wait, I actually think that was Alexander Pope.
No, dummy, that's from an Incubus song.
You're all wrong. You know, I actually can't remember where that comes from at the moment.
Look, she's coming back this way.
Oh, she's running to us.
Oh, Miss Silva, are you here to impart one last moment of divine inspiration, please, please, please?
What? No, I think I left behind my Fifth and Maiden statement bracelet somewhere. Have any of you seen it?
We can't see anything through our tears right now.
Well, dry your eyes, Buttercup. My train leaves in 10 minutes. Oh, where is it? You kids gotta help me find it.
Is that all? Is that all you have to say at this last parting moment?
What do you want me to say? I need my Fifth and Maiden bracelet, and I gotta find it quick.
You touched our lives.
We're changed forever.
We're
not helping me find my bracelet. Come on now.
Not even one inspirational life-altering quote from the great bubbling fountain that is literature?
Oh, right, here you go. Meant to give this to you guys before I split.
A greeting card? Are you serious?
I'm destroyed.
James Reeser here, lingering on the sidelines of this heart-wrenching scene, holding back the tears and all of the feels, to tell you about Fifth and Maiden Jewelry. Reclaimed materials, metals, and minerals recrafted by hand and redesigned to empower. Fifth and Maiden offers modern jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines
with a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. Fifth and Maiden, reclaimed, refined, empowered. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com, or visit their Instagram page, @fifthandmaiden. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
And there she goes, Fifth and Maiden bracelet restored.
She may have broken our hearts,
but she did it with style.
And integrity!
Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be back here at the beautiful Bickford Theatre at the Morris Museum here in lovely Morristown, New Jersey. Welcome to the premiere of our podcast's fourth season. I love it here, especially this time of year. There's a delicious nip in the air that prompts the leaves in the throes of their dying to burst into gorgeous, radiant colors. I do love the autumn. Give me that delicious chill all year round, please. Speaking of delicious chills, let us redirect our attention to the once quaint and affluent suburb of Wurlitzer Heights. The neighborhood has seen better days, but certain rays of hope are fighting to cut through the bleakness and decay brought on by years of poverty and neglect. They are artists, bohemians, intrepid souls with the hearts of pioneers who do not look upon this place as a problem, but as an opportunity. People like Polly Mansfield.
I brought some surgical masks for you and me to wear as we tour the place, Ms. Mansfield. Well, I thought I did.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Holst. If it gets to be too much, I'll let you know.
I could have sworn I put him in my pocket this morning. What's wrong with you, old man? Damn fool.
Really? Don't worry about it, Mr. Holst. And please, call me Polly.
I hate it when I forget things like that. I really thought I brought him.
Well, I've been to places far worse. It's okay.
Well, maybe it's not too bad in there. I haven't been inside this place for, I don't know, 10, 15 years? I honestly can't remember.
Wow, really?
Well, no one has shown any interest in it since it closed down in 1960. God knows I tried.
Hey, there's the cornerstone. Wow, 1890. Just amazing.
This is a nice chunk of property. You're looking at about, I'd say 50 acres worth. That's the main building, as well as there's the adjoining athletic fields and the field house auditorium itself. Behind the field house, there's a line of small cottages that were used as living quarters for the faculty. Pretty nice deal for a high school teacher, huh? Free room and board, can't beat that. If you don't mind me asking, what are your plans for the property, that is, if you decide to buy it?
Well, I don't mind you asking, Mr. Holst. I might keep part of it as a school, actually, since that's what this place was originally. But I plan for it to be primarily a residence for artists, as well as studio art space.
Art space? You mean like painters and sculptors and the such?
Yeah, for painters, sculptors, film and video production, rehearsal space for musicians, any kind of artist that needs a place to do his or her work, really.
Oh, I see. Well, if you ever need a male model to pose for you, you can just give me a call. Well, I was just kidding there.
You don't think we would get any pushback about zoning and all, do you?
Oh, I honestly don't see that happening.
Oh, good, because I can't afford New York City anymore. None of us can. Out here in Wurlitzer Heights, I can get tons more room and space than I ever could back in Brooklyn. Plus, I love just how classic it is. Ideally, I want to keep the structure as is. Just want to repurpose it, as the kids like to say these days.
Oh, when I bought this place, I had high hopes. Plans of my own. Saw a great opportunity. Wanted to turn it into luxury condos and whatnot. But by the time I got my hands on it, the neighborhood took a turn for the worse. White flight, they call it.
White flight?
Yeah, you know, you bust in those city people and set them up with affordable housing, and look what you get. Lots of poverty and crime. Yeah, crime, lots of crime. You can't walk around here at night. No, sir. If you saw this place 30, 40 years ago and seeing the way it is now, what a disgrace. Shame. But how's I to know? Rotten luck, I guess.
Well, if this all works out, maybe we can start to turn things around a bit, huh?
Well, best of luck to you. To tell you the truth, I'd be happy just to get this damn place off of my hands. Well, best place to start is always at the beginning, I say. Polly, welcome to the Old Cathedral School of St. Thaddeus the Apostle. St. Thad's, they used to call it. Careful there, and I'll watch your step there, hon. Seems like I forgot to bring a flashlight, dang. Where the hell is my mind going?
Oh, not to worry. I have a pretty decent one on my phone. Besides, we have at least a few good hours worth of daylight.
All right, then. This way.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, they couldn't build a place like this today, even if they tried. The masonry, the glasswork. High Victorian, I believe they call it.
And this is just the main hallway entrance. Wow. Just, wow.
Yeah, I know. Such a shame when stuff like this doesn't last. But just the same, I'd be a liar if I said the thought of throwing the old wrecking ball at the place didn't enter my mind. Parking lots have made some people quite rich, you know.
Sentimental type, eh?
The demand and the economics weren't there, so...
And what if they were? You'd reduce all this to rubble? Mr. Holst, where does this big staircase lead?
Oh, these steps here? To the old dormitory, where the boarders would stay? Oh, want to look there first?
Yeah, sure. I wonder what it was like to be a student back then and to walk up these very steps.
I've seen pictures. The skirts are really short.
Wow.
think we're going to share the same shower rooms? Sorry. It was an accident.
Hey, can you not slam the door like that, you guys?
Put a sock in it, Eric.
Yeah, ease up, square.
I got to finish these three chapters before lights out or Miss Abbott is going to kill me.
I don't think we should tell him, Chaz.
Nah. Tell me what?
As if he's interested in girls.
Girls?
Yeah, Eric is taking his pillow to the dance this year.
That's right. We caught Eric getting all hot and heavy last night.
I was just talking in my sleep.
Picture Eric taking long walks with his pillow in the park.
I'm having enough trouble trying to keep down the slop we had for dinner.
What's this about girls?
As of next week, Miss Ebbett won't be the only female on campus.
And he's not talking about Mr. Hubble's St. Bernard of a wife.
What are you guys talking about?
Got a hot tip from Mr. Sellers after geometry. It's going to be announced in chapel tomorrow morning.
I think Mr. Sellers is more excited about it than we are.
He better not try to move in on our turf. They're too young for him, besides.
Please tell me what's going on.
What would a pillow-groping weirdo care about actual girls coming to our school?
What? How? When?
Easy, stud.
They're trying out a new exchange program with St. Catherine's, our sister school. A few of the better performing pupils get to be a part of it. The best girls come here to St. Thad's. The best guys go to St. Catherine's. Dig?
Holy... What? It can't be true.
I say we do a little early celebrating.
What do you got there?
Some single malt scotch.
Where'd you get that?
Whoa!
Aren't you supposed to sip on scotch, not chug it down like that?
Oh, please. What do you know about anything? Excuse me, am I in the presence of the Count of Monte Cristo or something?
Yeah, take off your white glove and slap him with it already, Eric.
Where'd you get that stuff?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it if we told you.
Only members of Miss Ebbett's Red Line Club know the answer to that one.
Miss Ebbett? She gave you a flask of booze? That isn't possible.
If you were in her club, you'd understand everything's possible.
What is this stupid Red Line Club I keep hearing about?
She has to pick you. You have to be worthy. Pass me the flask, Jack.
Why don't you pass it to me instead?
Mr. Hubble!
Go on, Jack. Hand it to me. Thank you. Well, that's quite good. Tell me, Jack, where did a scamp such as you acquire such a fine libation? Where, Jack? Tell me, son.
I got it from my father's liquor cabinet back home, Mr. Hubble.
As you know, Jack, I was also the dean back when your father attended the school. He was a royal screw-up when his father sent him to me, very much like you in that regard. But we taught him a few things. Here at this blessed institution of ours, we specialize in taking on lost causes like yourself. People that everyone else has given up on, has written off, and turning them into men of distinction worthy of the fine family names bestowed upon them. In fact, your father asked me, as a personal favor, to make sure you aren't deprived of the same fine education that he received. Five demerits. And I'm putting you on the bench for the football game this weekend, Jack. If you ever have to be taken out of a sporting event for a similar reason, it will be because you will be recovering from some cracked ribs. Am I understood?
Yes.
Good. And thanks for the scotch, lad. Good stuff indeed.
Jack!
Are you all right, Jack?
Everyone just shut up, all right?
I'm sorry about the big game this weekend, Jack.
It's all right, Chum. Easy now. That was quite a shot to the gut he just gave you. You took it like a man. And you kept the oath of the club. You didn't tell
him. He's gonna get his one day.
You mean your father didn't give you that scotch? Where did you get it then? Miss Ebbett? Don't tell me Miss Ebbett gave it to you.
Stop dreaming. I got it from my father's liquor cabinet, like I said.
Why don't I believe you?
Believe whatever you want, Eric.
Ugh, there it is again. That damn cricket. Night after night with that little bastard. I swear, I'm gonna find him this time, and when I do,
leave him be, Eric.
I'm sick of his noise. I'm going to find him.
Just ignore it, man.
I can't wait to squash that little bastard.
Miss Ebbett says we have to leave it alone.
What? What did you just say?
Miss Ebbett said
one of us will find and catch the cricket. But has to be at the right time.
That's just ridiculous. What the hell is going on around here? Ever since you two joined that club of hers...
Eric, I consider you to be a good friend of mine. But I swear I'll take your head off if you make another move. Now sit down.
Such a lonely place this old dormitory is, huh?
Yes. But I have to say, does the rest of the school look anything like this, Mr. Holst?
What do you mean?
Well, I figured that there would be a lot more dirt and decay here. When I look around this room, I get the feeling that, well, that it was just abandoned yesterday. It's all a little bit eerie, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I can see what you mean.
The bunks and the carpeting, a few books on the shelves. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was scouting for a location, and I checked out the old Henderson Dairy Factory, which also closed around the same time as St. Thad's. It's less than 2 miles from here. All the windows were broken, graffiti everywhere. But here, everything is very much intact, not tampered with at all, it seems.
Yeah, it can be pretty rough around this neighborhood. I guess we got lucky there.
Well, there's no caretaker? No security guard that you hire out for the property?
No, never bothered with that kind of thing. I wonder where that cricket chirping is coming from. Lively little fellow.
Chino and Daddy Gee.
That was the ethereal sound of Ms. Nicole Zoritis and Mr. Jason Taborik with their rendition of the Steely Dan tune, My Old School, written by Donald Fagen and the recently departed Walter Becker. And now for a bit of verse from the esteemed poet, Professor Emeritus, good friend of Fireside Mystery Theater, and fellow actor in our cast this evening, Dr. David Linton.
Education, lament. I am a professor. I profess. I protest. I give tests. Test the limits. Speed bumps. Bump on a log. Log in. Log out. Out. Shine. Shine on harvest. Moon over Miami Beach. Bum a smoke on the water. Over the dam. Your hide. And go seek the truth or consequences. I am a professor. I profess, I protest, I give test, answer questions, question answers. Give grades, steep grades, grade on a curve, sharp curves, no passing zone, yield right of way. I am a professor. I profess, I protest, I give tests, blood tests, SATs, GREs, GEDs, LSATs, BAs, MAs, and six BS degrees of separation from reality. Reality of loans to be paid, debts that remain, parents to please, wages that freeze, the hopes of a future shock.
And that's our episode for this week. Eric was played by Alan LaForest. Jack was played by Michael Pate. Chaz was played by Bill Heidrich. Dean Hubble was played by James Reeser, Mr. Holst was played by David Linton, and Polly Mansfield was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, My Old School, written by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, was sung by Nicole Zoritis, accompanied by Jason Taborik. Education Lament, a poem by Dr. David Linton, was read by the author. The Dormitory, part two of Sing the Old Alma Mater, was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by me. Fireside Mystery Theater is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Jason Taborik. Our sound effects designer was Joe Young. Our audio recording engineer was Ray Lanuza. Our technical director at the Bickford Theater was Louis Perlmutter. And our production coordinators are Dahlia Morali and Brontis Shane Orengo. Special thanks to Eric Hafen, Louis Perlmutter and crew, Michelle Marinelli, Jerry Ryder, and all the truly amazing staff at the Bickford Theatre and the Morris Museum. Learn more about their exciting exhibits and events at morrismuseum.org. If you like what we're doing, friends, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out, and your feedback means the world to us. You can rock out in a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other super cool items adorned with our logo. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check out all the swag. And hey, you know, it's easy to find us on Facebook or to connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle is @firesidemystery. Looking for the kind of thrills and chills that only live radio theater can offer? Well, then, the odds are in your favor with our next live podcast taping. We're playing some Games of Chance at the Slipper Room in New York City on Sunday, October 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Join us next week as the plot of our story really begins to thicken, or should I say, coagulate. Look for The Red Line, the third part of Sing the Old Alma Mater. You'll find it wherever you find your podcasts. This is your own Ali Silva. You may be smart enough to get straight A's in my class, but are you clever enough to mind the shadows?